joining the Red River Farm Network is DTN livestock analyst Shaylee Stewart. And Shaylee, as you and I were talking beforehand, I know you and I both follow these cattle markets pretty closely, and there has been a story to tell here within the past week to 10 days as we see some of these prices churn around and move higher consistently. And so can you help bring me up to speed about what this market has done here and, you know, the past 10 or so days?
You know, Megan, it's been really exciting. You know, off air, we were chatting about the cattle market and the cattle industry and how it affects us both and kind of where our hearts align in the industry. And, you know, given that we're both cattlemen and speaking to cattlemen, I couldn't look at a more exciting time given the year that we've just gone through with 2020, COVID-19, and then honestly kind of getting through a rough first quarter of 2021. I'm really excited to report that with everybody that we've seen some momentum starting to build in the cattle market. Whether you look at the futures market, whether you look at the cash cattle market, or you look at box beef prices or just sheer beef demand, we have reasons all across the spectrum to be excited for the cattle market. I'm very much so looking forward to a more prosperous second quarter in the second half of 2021 and also the second quarter versus what we saw in the first quarter of 2021. So in the next couple of weeks, I really think that we're going to see an opportunity for the live cattle market to gain and really take hold of a spring rally. You know, it was just a couple of weeks ago that we were, you know, getting ready to hit the keyboards and say for an eighth week in a row, cash cattle prices were steady. But finally, we've seen some momentum build in this marketplace. And we're seeing that cash cattle prices are trading higher and largely for the next weeks to come, given that grilling season is here, spring is here, people are ready to enjoy their backyards with one another. We truly do believe that we will see better live cattle prices because of the sheer demand that the market is calling for.
So I know cattlemen here in the Dakotas and into western Minnesota as the winter cattle run of feeder calves started to ramp up. You know, the early prices didn't get too many cattlemen excited. And maybe by the end of it, as we're seeing lighter numbers now, they're a little bit more excited about these prices. Like you said, we got to scratch out the word steady and insert higher. Yeah. And right. So what really flipped that switch? Or, you know, because you wouldn't have guessed this looking at the price of commodities, but, you know, I guess it was a switch that people were happy to flip.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, bringing up COVID, which I hate to continue to do because I think that everyone is just so ready to put that in our past. But largely, when you look at the cattle market, it's one of the last markets that's actually recovered from COVID in all of its strength. And realistically, to give it the best words, it's yet to recover from the COVID hangover. So, you know, when we look at the markets, the live cattle market, whether you're going to talk about fat cattle or you're going to talk about feeder cattle, so let's just say the cattle market in as a whole has yet to really recover from COVID. And you ask the question of why. Why was last week pivotal? Why are we seeing the better prices now? And I think that's for a number of different reasons. You know, our beef demand is exceptional. Whether you look at the market from a domestic standpoint or an international standpoint, we are seeing beef being sought from, you know, our consumers here in the United States, but also from our friends overseas, which is helping us move through supplies. Why we believe it's going to get stronger as we move into the second quarter and ultimately into the second half of 2021 is because supplies are supposed to tighten. So as we start to wrap up the first quarter and look to the second quarter, we're very excited because given that beef demand is as strong as it is, packers have an incentive to keep chain speeds elevated. They're willing to run extra shifts in order to chase those rewarding box beef prices, which comes as a double-folded win to cattlemen. Number one, it means that they're going to be aggressive in the cash cattle market. But then duly, that also means that in the weeks and months to come, that overhead supplies and what I should say actually is that front-end supplies are going to be very much so taken care of, and there's not going to be an abundance of cattle that the market has to work through like it has had to do in the months past. Then I think that we also have to just mention the sheer essence of grilling season. You know, we kind of take that for granted, and we like to throw that phrase around flippantly, that grilling season's here, it's so exciting, blah, blah, blah. But it truly does have an effect on the beef market because when people think about grilling, they want to serve their friends and family the best product they can get their hands on, and largely beef is king when it comes to grilling, so they're very excited for that. So feedlots have had to sit out, and they've been utterly in a scrutinized position, just given how expensive cost of gains are. And so in the last week, they finally had an opportunity to move the market higher, and they went ahead and did so. Packers met them with exceptional demand. They were able to move that market higher. And in the weeks to come, we really do believe that they're going to be able to continue to do so, given that supplies are manageable and that Packers have every incentive necessary to keep aggressively seeking out that cash cattle market.
So, Shaylee, in your latest Sort and Call blog, you encourage, you know, those reading to pick while the market is ripe, and you've mentioned some of those factors. But, you know, maybe more long-term, where do we see this going? What pickings, where do we start picking, I guess, is the big question.
Oh, that's a really good question because, you know, the market changes day in and day out. But still, we have to make plans as cattlemen for a futuristic marketing strategy. And so I think that you have to be very strategic when you're marketing your cattle, whether you're looking at it from a feedlot perspective or a cow-calf perspective, and you have to be absorbing this information as it comes so that you can make the most analyzed decisions when need be. And so as we look at the near term, I truly do believe that we are going to see an exciting gust of support in these prices, whether you're looking at feeder cattle prices because we're getting closer to green grass, or if you're looking at fat cattle prices because packers are being rewarded through exceptional box beef demand and higher box beef prices. Near term, those are my two points. When we look further out into the market, there are a couple things that I always want to caution people about, because you know what, we can't just talk about optimism and rainbow and sunshine. We have to also talk about things that could hinder cattlemen along the way. So I think that it's important that we first mention that, you know what, whatever the cattle market may or may not be, there are also dangers. You know what, drought is going to be a danger that could severely affect cattlemen in the second half of 2021. And so higher feed costs, whether that means corn, whether that means hay, whether that means grass, however you run your operation, I think that drought and higher input costs are something that need to be on everyone's radar. Then secondly, when we look at the second half of 2021, I'm still very optimistic, though, because given the oddity of 2020, moving back a full year, we saw a lot of disruptions in the cattle market in the simple time in which cattle hit the feedlots. And so, you know, when you look at the futures market right now, the futures are very favorable to the summer months of live cattle contracts, which usually isn't how historically the live cattle market would have fared. But given that we are expected to have some tighter supplies throughout the summer months and that demand is actually expected to continue to be strong throughout the entire year, but especially then, I do believe that we're going to see higher prices. But the big question here is, will those prices be able to reward producers still enough given the higher input prices? So it's going to be very much so be a balancing act for producers in order to secure those profits, because they are going to come with expenses, as they always do. So my advice to cattlemen is to absorb this information when it comes. That way you're not playing the catch-up game, because in today's day and age, playing catch-up is so hard and it's overwhelming. And so, you know, tuning into these radio reports or reading a blog or two, you know, once or twice a week can really make a difference.
Yes, well, as we wrap up our thoughts for today, Shaylee, any final comments?
You know, I just wanted to say thanks for giving me the opportunity to chat, and I sure appreciate what you do. And I really just want to encourage cattlemen, you know, like you said in my last blog, I really just said pick while the market is ripe. And you know what? The market ebbs and flows. So there are seasons when the market is meant to trade higher, and there are seasons when the market is meant to trade lower. And so I want to remind cattlemen not to squander an opportunity when the market is favoring a rallying position, because you know what, it's not always going to be there. I'm a cattleman myself. We raise seed stock cattle and we market feeder calves. And you know what, as much as I'd like to say every day the market should be higher, that's not how the coins fall. And so when the market shows you signs of opportunity, we need to be ready to capitalize on them. And we're only able to do so if we continuously track the market.